Hello and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrisan. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all of your friends. This episode, Trey Blossman. He's got college football picks, NFL picks for you. We'll get to all of that in a minute. This podcast brought to you by Ryan Maranto with Team 225 First Option Mortgage. For all of your mortgage and refinance needs, contact Ryan Maranto at 225-405-2183. Ryan can guide you through the home buying process and make it as smooth for you as possible. Rates are low. Call Maranto. You got that? Rates are low. Call Maranto. The Maranto Mortgage Experience, 225-405-2183. Tell Ryan you heard about it on the Talking Sports with TK podcast. Also brought to you by MeatAndPotatoesUSA.com. If you like to bet on sports, you must check out MeatAndPotatoesUSA.com. College football, NFL, soon to have NBA and college hoops, horse racing, boxing, you name it. You check out MeatAndPotatoesUSA.com. Trey Blossman had a bad week in college last week, but he hit two Thursday night picks, but that wasn't on the podcast, so we won't add it to the tally sheet. But in the NFL, he's hitting 58% of his picks. He's got 10 college picks for you, 5 NFL picks, including the Monday night contest, and that's all coming up right after this message from our host anchor. We'll be back with Trey Blossman. I'm Tommy Chrisan. You are listening to Talking Sports with TK. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Talking Sports with TK. We got Trey Blossman with us. We got college picks. We got NFL picks. Don't forget our strong picks. MeatAndPotatoesUSA.com. Got some interesting stuff coming up today. We'll tell you about a little bit later. Trey Blossman, how are you doing today?
Tommy, I'm doing fine. It sure is a beautiful Friday.
At least in South Louisiana. Yeah, it really is. Of course, we got people listening all over the place, and we appreciate that. And everybody, share this podcast with all your friends. Trey, let's talk some college football first. You did not have a good week last week. We're transparent. We're full disclosure here. But you did have two winners last night, Thursday night college football. Obviously not a part of the podcast, so we won't add it to the tally sheet. But I think that's going to push you in the correct direction. You've been hot as can be in the NFL. We'll get to your NFL picks after the college picks, so everybody stay tuned. But, Trey, we want to get into your college board, all Saturday games.
Well, let's see if we can continue the streak that I had started last night.
I
liked Coastal Carolina and Houston, obviously, were the two big winners last night, and both covered very easily. First game on my schedule tomorrow, Big Ten Network, 11 a.m. Central Time, Michigan State at Rutgers. Look, man, Michigan State's been pretty impressive. I don't see why they don't continue that. I like Michigan State -5.5.
All right, next pick.
I have laid off of this team, and I laid off of them last week, even though I knew they were going to explode, and they did. And I've been waiting for that signal to get back on them. In the last couple of weeks, I haven't played any favorites laying more than 14 points. That didn't really help me last week because the teams I like that were favored by more than 14 that I didn't give out all won. I'm not going to fall victim to that this week. Give me the Buckeyes of Ohio State -21 over Maryland. That game is also 11 a.m. on Fox.
All right, next pick.
It's also an early game, ESPN, Arkansas at Ole Miss. Ole Miss a 5-point favorite. They both got hammered by the two best teams in college football last week. I like Ole Miss at home laying the points. They've got the more dynamic offense. So I'm taking the Rebels -5. Why is it everybody's calling them the Rebels again? Is it like ignoring the mask mandate? We refuse to call them the Black Bears?
By the way, you know, I'm in the Baton Rouge area. You're on the North Shore. LSU did away with all their COVID protocols for home football games going forward. They were the only school in the SEC doing that. They've eliminated that. So I don't know if there's a parallel here, but I've been saying Ole Miss Rebels all my life. I'm going to continue to say that. And technically, that's still their nickname.
Oh, it is. I thought they had tried to.
Well, they tried to say they were going to be the Black Bears and then going to be the Land Sharks. And then there was an issue with the copyright on Land Sharks. Jimmy Buffett wouldn't let them do that because he's got a Land Shark beer that's patented, I believe. And then Black Bears, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, that's ridiculous. They're the Rebels.
They're the Rebels, yeah, yeah. Well, Jimmy Buffett stole the Landshark thing from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. By the way,
that's the first place.
Their ratings on their premiere last Saturday night were an all-time low.
It doesn't surprise me at all. I haven't watched the show in over a decade, and I used to love the show.
I remember being at a party in high school and the girls had the phonograph record playing or something, and at 10:30 we stopped that and put on Saturday Night Live, and of course they started complaining. We said, too bad, we're watching Saturday Night Live.
It was that good when it started. It was hysterical. You know, I think it started in the fall of 75 or the fall of 76. I'm not sure which, but used to never miss a show, and they used to have great cutting-edge musical guests. Now, the last few times I've seen a musical guest on that show, they were so horrible, I turned the channel. Seriously. But anyway, go Ole Miss, beat Arkansas.
All right, let's get back to your picks. Your fourth of 10 college football picks.
Boise State, a 2:30 start on ABC at BYU. BYU is really good. You know, they had to replace the second player in the NFL draft who went to the Jets, who was a pretty good quarterback, and actually got a win last week for the Jets. But they got two guys that are playing pretty good ball. The starter to start the season had some good games. He got hurt. Gunnar Romney, a young sophomore, has been playing the last few weeks. He has a brother who's a junior wide receiver on the team, distant relatives of Mitt Romney. I like BYU with either or both quarterbacks to beat Boise. Look, Boise's 2-3. When's the last time Boise was 2-3 after five games, man? I bet it's been 20 years. BYU is one of the best teams in the West, if not the very best team in the West. So I like the Cougars laying 6 points.
All right, next.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Navy was a really good team last year. Of course, they had an exciting playmaking quarterback who pretty much could run the ball three or four times and make a first down every series. He didn't even have to hand it off or pitch it. He just could keep the ball. I think his name was Perry, and he's actually a wide receiver for somebody in the NFL right now. But Navy's 1-3. They can't stop anybody. SMU is undefeated. I like SMU minus 13.5 over in there with Naval Academy.
All right, that's half of them. Let's roll on.
East Carolina at UCF, Central Florida. Central Florida quarterback Dylan Gabriel out. The kid who's been playing in his stead has looked pretty good to me. UCF lost a tough one last week. I like UCF coming back to beat East Carolina, laying the 10 points.
Central Florida minus 10?
Yes, sir.
All right, next pick.
Wyoming, 4-0 at Air Force, a 6 o'clock game on CBS Sports Network. Wyoming, 4-0. You know, that sounds pretty impressive. Look at their schedule. Give me Air Force minus 6.
Next pick.
6:30 ACC Network. I'll tell you how far these two teams have fallen, even though they're 4-1 and 3-1. This matchup would normally not be on the ACC Network. This would be on ESPN, one of the ESPN platforms, or even a primetime Fox or ABC game. But it's on the ACC Network. I get that channel. I'll probably tune in for a little bit of this. Notre Dame at Virginia Tech. I'm going to take a token underdog. Give me Virginia Tech at home plus one.
Virginia Tech plus one. All right, next pick.
Alabama travels to Texas A&M. Primetime CBS. You know, primetime CBS usually means Alabama and LSU. Not this year. Alabama, Texas A&M. I don't know. They chose this game earlier in the year. I think the executives at CBS thought Texas A&M would be better than 3-2. They got a decent defense. Their quarterback play has been horrible. Alabama is Alabama. That's all you need to say about it. Even though they got a freshman quarterback and they lost a ton of players to the NFL, they are still very much Alabama. Give me the Crimson Tide. I'm seeing 7.5, 18.
17.5, yeah. All right, your final college pick?
New Mexico, 2-3, travels to San Diego State, Fox Sports Network. San Diego State is a 19.5-point favorite, and that's with good reason. They're a pretty good football team. New Mexico is not. Give me the Aztecs minus the points.
All right, recapping Trey's picks in the college board. NFL picks coming shortly. Michigan State minus 5.5 against Rutgers. Ohio State minus 21 against Maryland. Ole Miss minus 5 against Arkansas. BYU minus 6 against Boise State. SMU minus 13.5 against Navy. Central Florida minus 10 against East Carolina. Air Force minus 6 against Wyoming. His lone underdog, Virginia Tech plus 1 against Notre Dame. Alabama minus 17.5 against Texas A&M and San Diego State minus 19.5. And again, if you're looking for the strongest plays from Trey, myself, Anthony Gallo, Andy Wells in college football and the NFL, please visit the website meatandpotatoesusa.com. Sports betting is exploding in the USA. The newest and hottest website is meatandpotatoesusa.com. Check it out. Trey, let's move over to your NFL board, where last week you went 5-3. You're hitting 58% on the year. That's a moneymaker. Can't wait for your five NFL picks. Let's let them fly.
Well, subscribing to the theory that they win one, they lose one, they win one, they lose one. Let's hope the Saints win one this week. I'm going to take the Saints minus two over that football team.
Yeah, whatever their name is, right? Yeah, maybe they could be the – can we have such a thing as the Washington Rebels? All right, anyway.
No.
All right, next NFL. That, yeah, next
that,
NFL.
That would cause too many people's brains to explode, Tommy.
we'd have some brain explosions there. All right, let's go with your next NFL pick.
Hey, the 3-1 Packers looked pretty good since they took it on the chin from the Saints in week one. Against the 3-1 Bengals, who look very much for real all of a sudden in year two of Joe Burrow. Bengals were impressive in coming from behind last week. Really enjoyed watching that. Very much love watching Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase on that team. But I just think the Packers at this point in time are a better football team. They're laying 3 points on the road. You know, if this number was 5 or 6 or 7, I might be leaning the other way, but I'm going to take the Packers minus 3 against almost anybody in the NFL. I think the Packers are that good on offense, so I'm taking Green Bay minus 3.
Next pick.
2-1-3 teams. One of them has looked a lot better than the other one. That's why they're now an 8.5-point road favorite. Line opened at 7. Talking Patriots at Texans. The Texans, you know, because of injury and the horrible situation that they have with the quarterback, Watson, they're starting a developmental player. They're starting a player who should be on the practice squad. And it's tough to compete in the NFL when you have a quarterback that's just not ready to play. The kid may turn out to be pretty good, but he's not ready yet. Mac Jones for the Patriots as a rookie quarterback has shown that he is ready. The line is high, but there's a reason for that. I'm going to take New England minus 8.5.
All right, two more NFL picks.
last week, two of my winners involved the Cardinals. I had the Cardinals plus the points against the Rams, and I had the game over the total. Both were pretty much easy winners. I like the Cardinals again hosting the 49ers late afternoon, 325, Fox. I don't know if we get the doubleheader this week from Fox or not, so I'm not sure what the 3 o'clock game is. But I do have the NFL Network this year. I did not pay for it last year. It came on my TV this year, and I said, well, they've given the first two weeks free, which is what they always do. Well, week 3, I still had the NFL Network, and I haven't called to cancel it yet, so I guess I've bought it for the season. But I will be watching as the Cardinals beat the 49ers. I like Arizona minus 5.
All right, and your last NFL pick?
It is the Monday night game, Colts at Ravens. Ravens statistically have improved their passing game immensely. If you look at the statistics over the last 3 seasons, you'll see that Lamar Jackson is indeed progressing as a thrower in the NFL. He continues to be a running threat. Despite all kinds of injuries at running back, they continue to be able to run the football. I think the Ravens are just a significantly better team than the Colts are right now. I'm going to take Baltimore minus 7.
All right, Trey Blossman's got 5 NFL picks for you, all favorites. On Sunday, he likes the Saints minus 2 against Washington, Packers minus 3 against the Bengals, Patriots minus 8.5 against the Texans, Cardinals minus 5 against the 49ers, and on Monday night football, Ravens minus 7 against the Colts. Well, Trey, I hope you stay hot in the NFL, get hot in college football, and we remind folks to visit the website, meatandpotatoesusa.com. Going to have some boxing stuff there. Trey's going to have NBA stuff in the future, horse racing, a lot of good stuff coming to meatandpotatoesusa.com. Aside from the college football and the NFL. Trey, hope you have a wonderful weekend, sir.
I sure do.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.